22 defendants charged in alleged gambling network probe. Federal prosecutors are seeking additional information from the public after charging 22 people in an alleged multi-state gambling and extortion operation that authorities say was based out of two restaurants in Northwest Indiana. The case centers on what prosecutors describe as the Jerademos Gambling Organization, an alleged illegal betting network led by James, Jimmy the Greek, Jerademos and Dean Jem, Jalamas. According to an 87-page federal indictment, the organization allegedly operated between January 2021 and April 2026, running gambling activities from Gino's Steakhouse in Merrillville and Paragon in Hobart while using threats and intimidation to collect gambling debts. All defendants pleaded not guilty during a May arraignment hearing. Authorities seek additional participants. Speaking at a press conference, U.S. Attorney Adam Mildred said investigators are continuing to pursue anyone who participated in the alleged operation. Federal authorities said they are particularly interested in identifying individuals who accepted wagers, collected gambling debts, or acted as enforcers for the organization. "We are coming after you," Mildred said when discussing potential additional defendants. The investigation involved the FBI, IRS, Homeland Security Investigations, Indiana State Police, U.S. Marshals Service, and the Indiana Gaming Commission. Authorities said approximately 150 officers and agents participated in coordinated raids and arrests across multiple states, including Illinois, Massachusetts, Arizona, California, Florida, and Puerto Rico. Extortion allegations detailed in court filings. Recent court filings have begun revealing details about the alleged methods used to recover unpaid gambling debts. One filing described how Andrew Nguyen, one of the defendants, was allegedly threatened over a gambling debt of about $7,500. Nguyen's attorney argued that his client was not a significant participant in the operation and was instead the target of collection efforts tied to unpaid betting losses. Federal prosecutors also allege that debt collection efforts extended beyond direct bettors. Court filings describe incidents in which individuals connected to the organization allegedly pressured third parties to help recover money from gamblers who could no longer be located. In one example, prosecutors allege a bettor accumulated losses of nearly $488,000 before disappearing, prompting attempts to collect the money from others associated with him. Alleged threats targeted family members. The indictment also includes allegations that threats were directed at relatives of people who owed gambling debts. According to prosecutors, one alleged collector traveled to Texas in 2025 and left a note directed at the daughter of an individual identified in court documents as Victim 1. Federal authorities allege the note was intended to pressure repayment of gambling debts. Prosecutors further claim that conversations intercepted during the investigation captured discussions about using force against individuals who failed to pay. The government said evidence gathered in the case includes undercover recordings, wiretaps, mobile phone data, bank records, and material recovered from cloud-based accounts. More charges could follow. Federal prosecutors have indicated they may seek a superseding racketeering indictment as the investigation continues. They are also attempting to have Jalamas return to custody, arguing he played a central role in financing and directing debt collection efforts and may present a flight risk. Authorities said the case remains active and encouraged anyone with information about the alleged gambling organization or its activities to contact investigators. The Indiana Gaming Commission said its involvement began roughly 2 years ago as part of an investigation into suspected bookmaking, extortion, and money laundering activities that eventually expanded across several states.